Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. Unland is a joint production with How We Roll Podcast, Scott Dorward, and Ain't Slayed Nobody. Scott wrote the scenario, and he is our keeper of arcane lore for the game. Hear more from Scott at blasphemoustomes.com.
After 27 years, Funland Management announced that the popular amusement park will close its gates for good, effective immediately.
Mr. Fun's Big Twister has made his last run around the Funland Amusement Park.
Following a year marked by scandal.
Our innocence was such a gift.
Right, so, it is the modern day, or at least fairly close to the modern day. It's 2019, so we don't have to mess around with COVID. We're starting off with your characters all having got into a car together somewhere in the Greater London area. And you are driving the 200 and something miles up the M1 and then the M6 over towards Manchester, or at least near Manchester. We'll get to the details of that in just a moment. So, some of your characters know each other, some of them don't. Let's start off, first of all, with you introducing the characters to, well, the audience and to me. And then we'll start getting into the in-character stuff.
So my name's Jay Tre. I'm one of the hosts and the producer for How We Roll podcast. And tonight, I'm going to be playing this guy from London. So I'm a YouTuber. My name is Jonesy, spelt with a zero and a three. And I'm a bit of a parkour expert. And my YouTube channel, I say my YouTube channel, mine and my good friend Max Styles' YouTube channel was kind of shot to fame when, it's a bit of a sad story, to be honest, but my brother died in a tragic accident. And we got a lot of press coverage and stuff because we tried to rescue him from the water. And it was awful, But I guess that, you know, the happy side of it is we've been pushing on in his memory and we've been doing all sorts of crazy parkour stuff, getting stronger and getting better and putting his name out there. So, yeah, I'm Jonesy.
I'm so happy.
I love it.
Scott looks like he's emotional. There's a tear to his eye.
Do you want to go next, Owen, as you've been mentioned?
Yeah, so I'm Owen of How We Roll fame. I am playing the aforementioned Max Styles, Max with three X's and Styles with a Z, maybe double Z, I'm not really sure. I would be the brains of the duo. Jonesy would be the talent and the better parkour athlete, but I do my bits and pieces here and there.
Okay, and how about you, Wes?
I'm Wes, I'm on Ain't Slayed Nobody, and on this one I'm playing Jason Smith. You know, I've just like met Max Styles and Jonesy a while back, and what they don't do is give me enough credit for everything I do for them. You know, the videos of his brother dying, I help with, and I pushed that PR and got them up and skyrocket their YouTube channel, and they don't really give much of a shit about it, do they? But I'm here, and I'm here to help, and I'm ready to skyrocket myself into parkour fame.
And finally, to round out the crew heading up north, Cuppy Cup, who are you playing?
Yes, I'm Cuppy Cup, and I'm the keeper and producer of Ain't Slayed Nobody. And for this mini campaign, I'm playing Kevin Armstrong, and I'm a computer programmer from Jacksonville, Florida. You may know me from my subreddit, the Funland subreddit, which has 43 members. And Jonesy reached out to me because of my expertise on Funland, because they're planning to shoot some kind of video there. And you know, having spent many of my summers in the Manchester area and actually working at Funland, I was eager to volunteer myself to join them on this little adventure. And I really enjoy YouTube, but I'm not that familiar with their channel. I like to play Dungeons and Dragons, and yeah, I'm raring to go and see Funland once again.
Just to set up the background of this, Funland was an amusement park up between Manchester and Macclesfield, up in northern England. And it wasn't a huge park. I mean, it's certainly no Disneyland. It's not even an Alton Towers. But it was, you know, a local landmark and certainly relatively popular. I mean, people did travel at least some distance there. But it closed down back in 2009 following scandal. It turned out that it was the base of operations for a man who worked there, a man by the name of Dave Kennett, who worked on the log flume. He basically was responsible for getting the details of the people who had their pictures taken as they went down the flume and making sure that they got all their overpriced photographs sent to them. Unfortunately, he was also a predatory sex offender and serial killer who used the information that he got about families through the details that he gathered and went stalking some of the people that he thought were particularly interesting to him. When this all came out, the Funland owners and the management team there tried to contain the scandal, they tried to spin it, but ultimately the brand just became so toxic that it closed within about a year. And it has been abandoned ever since then. It's never been fully demolished, it's still there. But, I mean, short of some weirdos on the internet, not naming any names, most people have forgotten about it. It's not exactly off a main road, and it's quite easy just to ignore the one remaining sign off a B road that indicates where it once stood. And so, yes, it has fallen from public memory. But recently, Jonesy received some comments on one of his parkour videos. A poster by the name of Salome linked to a Flickr photograph album that had a load of pictures of Funland as it now is there. And this looks like an absolute parkour paradise. There are all sorts of fairground rides that have collapsed or partially collapsed. There's a Ferris wheel that looks like a crashed flying saucer now. There's this disused roller coaster running round the outside of the park that looks really quite treacherous now. There's a broken bridge over some water features. There are all sorts of things. There's a helter-skelter that looks like it's an absolute death trap now. So for an enterprising parkour-minded thrill-seeker, this looks like an absolute paradise. She also said that if you wanted to know more about it, you should check out the Funland subreddit. And this has then obviously brought you in touch with Kevin. And so Kevin, perhaps unexpectedly, has flown all the way over from Florida to join you on this trip up to Funland to help you scout out the place and shoot some videos there. This is going to be your first trip up there. And, you know, this is, I guess, the chance that you've all got to actually get to know each other. Well, some of you know each other already. I mean, three of you have at least got, you know, some history together. But Kevin is the newcomer to the group and perhaps, you know, doesn't really know about the others and the dynamics there and so on and your history together. So you have a fairly long car journey in which to get to know each other.
Who's driving? Are you driving?
I can drive in my small Fiat Punto that's like bobbing up and down the A1. I ain't trying to get you might as well give up now. Think you got
So I think Jonesy, when he's on YouTube and when he's on video, like anything public, he's really high energy, really full on and in your face. But for the last, say, half an hour, he's just been kind of staring, not maybe morosely, but certainly thoughtfully out the window.
I downloaded some parkour videos to watch on the plane, and I can't wait to see all the dancing and jumping and flying around. Are you excited? You don't seem excited.
When you've directed it, like your question to him directly, he sort of turns around and goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah, no worries, mate. No, it's great to meet you finally. Like, those pictures on that Flickr account, man, they look mad. I reckon we're going to do some really, really good, like, parkour and exploring and stuff." And,
you know, while we're on this long ride, if y'all could just subscribe to the subreddit too, that would be incredible.
Oh, sure, yeah. I haven't got any data on my phone now. I'll do it when I get home, if that's all right. Or if there's, like, Wi-Fi, is there, like, free Wi-Fi at the park? Or is that just, it's closed, isn't it?
Maybe there's a hot spot. Oh, man, you're going to love Funland. It's such a cool place.
This video is going to bang. We'll be able to do, you know, a cool, like, roller coaster race challenge where you and me race each other.
Oh, what, you think you're the fucking producer now? Is that what you think up there, driving like a big man?
I think we pay your bills. I think we pay you.
I think you're probably right, but, like, it in my direction, something that's, like, valuable, isn't that why you pay me?
Yeah, look, we pay you to make the videos look amazing and to make the videos bang. I help Jonesy come up with ideas. Some people use the word manage, but, like, we're partners, right, Jonesy? And, like, just hold out a fist to fist bump him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, partners, sure. Yeah. 100%, bro. You too, Jace. Jace, we're so happy to have you along. That last video that you made, it was banging. Absolutely spot on. I reckon this is your time to shine. I reckon it's time you did a jump. That one before, you nearly did it. You nearly did it. You had it there. I reckon this is your time.
You really think it's, like, time for me to get up on camera?
I think so. Like, we'll find you a nice big jump, maybe a climb, maybe something you can, like, flip off or something. You nearly did it that time. I know you hurt your head. But this time, I think you got it.
No, it really hurt.
The bruises hardly show on camera.
I know. Yeah, but no pain, no gain, you know. Pain is temporary. Glory lasts for fucking ever, man.
That's right. I'm ready. I'm ready to get on camera.
I'm really excited for this.
Easy money, guys. It's easy money.
Well, you certainly need something big at this stage, because the harsh truth is that your YouTube channel has not been doing that well recently. The subscriber numbers have stayed about steady, but the actual views have dropped a bit. And you reckon part of this is because there has been some stuff floating around social media suggesting that a lot of your stuff is faked. That, you know, there's lots of retakes and clever camera angles, and, you know, there's even a couple of hints that you might be using CGI for some of the things.
How many takes do you all shoot to make a video? I mean, they're incredible, but I did see some of the comments said you do like 20 takes to get something right.
Right, it's just one though. I don't know where the rumors got started.
I mean, we have all those fail compilations of Jason, mostly, you know, falling. Like, we keep everything in. Like, okay, we have some hard cuts, but, like, we don't have hard cuts on YouTube. Like, people aren't sticking around for 10-minute videos of people talking.
It's all jealousy, man. It's jealousy. They don't believe it. They don't believe in us, and they don't believe in what we're trying to do. But I reckon we can prove them wrong today. We're going to go up there and we do something big. Got big ideas. I think we could do, like, something we've never done before. Something really, really scary. Something that's going to make them listen, make them watch us.
Yeah, I saw the video on the water, man. You really do keep everything in. That was tragic. It was just tragic.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
But maybe if you did a nod to that one at Funland, there's this collapsed bridge and some water.
No, I don't want to talk about that one. Right, I just don't want to talk about it. Okay, enough, sorry, no, just sure. Leave it. Just leave it.
Sure.
Yeah, water isn't really our thing. Like, we're heights and, like, you know, death-defying spins, flips, you know, treacherous structures, all that kind of stuff, you know?
All right, so Max, stop over at that service station. I need to get me some Red Bull.
Okay, but you got to promise me you're not going to have any Red Bull until we stop at the park. Otherwise, I'm going to pull over.
Yeah. Whatever.
Everywhere between here and Maxfield. Okay. So, like, where? How far are we from this place, Kevin?
like 20 minutes outside London.
I'm looking at the map, so that's funny.
You've made it as far as Milton Keynes.
It feels like we're not that far out. Maybe half an hour?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think based on that, by the time you get there, I'm imagining Jonesy's drunk most of that six-pack of Red Bull and is bouncing around the inside of the car like a pinball.
Like, maybe when you... So before he drinks the Red Bull, you actually look at him and he looks really tired, like really big sort of bags under his eyes. And although once he drinks the Red Bull, he's better and he's like back to his like YouTube self, he doesn't look well.
I hope any of our listeners don't think Red Bull has medicinal properties when you say, like, he gets better when he has his Red Bull. So, like, I guess we pull up with all our gear and, like, would we have a drone? I assume we have a drone, right?
Sure. So as you start getting towards the Greater Manchester area, or close to there, because obviously you're not going all the way up to Manchester, the weather is getting pretty dismal. I'm assuming you set out fairly early in the morning so that you've at least got, you know, some hours of daylight there for your first day. But, yeah, by the time you get there, yeah, it's certainly drizzling, it's overcast, there's a cold wind blowing up. And you get onto the B Road, and eventually you find this rather collapsed, decrepit, rusted, flaking sign that somewhere probably still says Funland on it, but the only feature you can make out still on it is the mottled looking face of Mr. Fun, the clown mascot for the park.
Oh, there he is, Mr. Fun!
Bloody hell, that's some Stephen King shit.
No, he's fine. Signed my paychecks.
And there is the remains of a private road heading off from the B Road here. It is gated off from the road, but it looks like the gate does not have a lock on it, so it's easy enough just to push that out of the way. And you can see that the road, I mean, it was paved, but the paving has begun to crack. There's shoots and plants growing up through it. It does look, though, from the state of it, like perhaps some vehicles have been down here, perhaps recently, because a lot of the shoots, a lot of the saplings and so on that have grown up have been crushed.
Kevin, you said this place is unused. This looks like someone's been down here recently. Like, is there any maintenance, or who is it sold to? Has this just gone bankrupt? Like, what's happened here?
Well, I haven't been here myself in over 10 years, but, you know, running the subreddit, I talked to some people around here, and I do think it's pretty common for local kids to come out here and probably do a little vandalism and snooping around, but I don't think there's any maintenance anymore.
Do you know what actually might be for the videos? Jason, you might be able to help, but like haunted videos or like urban exploring videos bang as well. So is there any history of this or anything about, you know, like, all those people were killed by that guy here, right? Like, is there any ghost stories about the place?
Well, they weren't killed here, according to the news reports you've seen. This guy used the information he gathered in Funland, but actually followed these people home and killed them in their homes.
I didn't know Dave very well, so I don't know much about that.
Okay. Cool.
Well, you knew him! That psycho that went and killed all those families, you knew him, what was he like?
Well, he kept to himself. He was over at the log flume, and I usually worked at the coaster, so yeah, I saw him here and there, but I didn't know him all that well.
How'd you avoid getting killed by him?
I don't think I fit his type.
Yeah, most of his victims were teenage girls.
So, what happened to that guy? I mean, I know you sent out all those links, but there was a lot of links and a lot of reading, and I'm not going to lie, I skimmed it. Like, what happened to this dude?
From the news reports you've seen, he ended up in Broadmoor.
And that's, for those of us who are stupid, that's a prison?
I should explain. Broadmoor is a secure psychiatric unit that is a psychiatric hospital that basically what used to be called a home for the criminally insane. It's one of the two main hospitals in England where really violent, mentally ill offenders are sent.
Characters, we call them over here in Ireland.
Yes.
But we can probably just go in through the main entrance, I imagine.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, certainly as you're driving down this private road, it leads in fairly short order to the car park outside the front of Funland. And one of the first things that strikes you is that there are a number of cars in the car park. There are a few what look like abandoned cars, fairly rusty. The tyres are flat and the paint is peeling off. There's a couple that look a bit newer, however. There's a black Ford Mondeo that is parked fairly near the entrance, and there's a smaller blue Renault that's parked near to that as well.
I don't reckon we park here. If they're scoping out the park, or some owners are here, or could be anyone, I reckon we may be parked just over there by them bushes. Hide the car. Go on, Max, you've done this before, quick hide it, and then we'll sneak in. Let's see if we can scope out who's here.
I don't want to scratch up my Fiat Punto. This is a proper machine.
Oh yeah, no, don't. The Silver Bullet is 100% quality wagon. But at the same time, we don't want to get clamped again.
Good point. I guess, and I'll drive behind some just the other end of the car park behind some overgrown bushes.
In fact, if you just leave it here, mate, people might think it's a wreck.
No, okay.
There's a little gravel lot if we drive around the side here that for the employees, I think we could probably park there maybe and be out of sight.
And we can lock the gate for safety, right?
Well, no.
This is a risk we'll have to take.
Yeah, sorry, Kevin. We had a bit of a run-in with some local law enforcement, and there's no locks on the car anymore. They kind of busted them a bit. So yeah, if we could lock the gate or something, it might help us. Still a quality wagon, Max. Quality wagon.
It's the fastest Punto in the north of England, definitely.
The lot's not gated, unfortunately.
But okay, hold up. Did you tell your very popular subreddit that we were coming here? Why is there people here?
I mean, of course I did, but I didn't give them the date. I didn't give them the date.
So they've been here for weeks waiting for us to turn up. That's mad.
We could do autographs. I've not done autographs before. This will be amazing. This will be mint.
That's right. We can charge money for it. We can get a couple quid for each autograph.
So are you driving around to this side car park, this staff car park?
Yeah, the secure car park.
Secure, yeah. The barrier on it has long since fallen down.
The VIP car park.
It's been shoved out of the way, the barrier, or the remains of the barrier. And you can see that there is actually a white Volvo that's been parked here as well. It is certainly not a new one. It's probably, at least 15 years old. But unlike some of the other cars you saw, the tyres on it aren't flat.
What is going on? This is the third car that looks like it's driven here recently. Let's just get into this park. If there's security or maintenance or some sort of people here, let's just... We're used to climbing on buildings and structures and building sites that have people there and being creative with what we're allowed to do. So it's not new to us. It's fine.
Yeah, I think I could help us kind of slink around to see who's in here. We can use some of the employee buildings and things like that just to make sure it's not security.
I mean, sure. And worst comes to worst, myself and Jonesy can get out, because if we get caught again by the police, we're probably getting arrested. You guys seem like nice people. They'll only... hold you for a day.
I'm American, so they'll probably just let me go.
Is that how it works? Have you got diplomatic immunity or something?
I assume so.
Okay.
I saw that on a film. Also, if we go to America, they can't arrest us because we're diplomats. We do that after when we make some money off this. We go to America and we go jump all over the White House or something.
I'm sorry, he exclusively watches Bruce Willis movies. It's all he knows about America.
Die Hard, baby, Die Hard. Let's watch it again when we get home.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, your accent's the equivalent of a 100 fast talk in America.
Oh, Lord.
So, you're parking in the staff car park, are you?
The VIP car park.
The VIP car
park. Yeah, very important puntos.
Of course.
We can make the Volvo Passat. It works on any level. Sorry, Scott. I feel we've broken you already. It's not even going to work. Oh, God.
So, yeah, you park there, and as I said, it's drizzling a bit, and at this stage, there's a bit of mist as well that's blowing around the place. I mean, it's not thick, it's not like proper fog, but just a bit of ground fog and mist blowing past.
Well, it looks sick in here. You can go do some real great tricks over here. Look, run through the mist and do like a kickflip or something. That's a skateboard thing, but fuck it.
I mean, yeah, look, we'll do some flippy shit and some twisty shit and some, like, you know, cartwheels, handstands, yeah. Like, this would be good B-roll, like, intro stuff. Yeah, let's do it.
You could just CGI the skateboard in there.
What the fuck are you talking about, CGI?
I didn't mean anything by it.
All right, I'll do it, Jace. What do you want, like a flip or something? I can do something. Look, all right, and, like, do you want me to roll for it, Scott? How do you want to manage these?
Jesus Christ.
Let's do this. So what are you actually flipping off at the moment? I mean, there's the remains of the arm that used to separate off this car park, plus there's the remains of the car park attendant's hut. You could possibly try to do something off the roof of that. I mean, it certainly looks like it's only being held together with mould and pigeon shit at the moment.
I have an idea of what Joe is thinking. Don't you say it, Joe. Don't you go near that punto.
What do you reckon, Jace? Do you reckon I should just like freestyle here, or should I climb that fucking chicken shit hut and see if I can do a leap off the top? Or maybe, like, I don't know, I could use like Max's car again. Like, he'd get mad though if I bend it.
Yeah, but like, what if we pull the car up to the hut and you like flip off the car onto the hut and then onto the arm there?
No, fuck that shit. I don't need no car to climb onto that hut. You watch, I'll climb it now. Watch.
All right, do it.
All right, I will.
Oh, do it then.
I'm gonna do it now.
Well, fucking stop talking about it and do it.
I'm on my way. I would be on my way right now if you weren't fucking talking to me, you
daft
shit.
You're fucking talking back. What are you fucking talking back for?
It's rude not to answer someone's question, innit? Like, I'm...
Jonesy, I'll time how long it takes you to do it. You ready? On your marks? Get set.
I ain't no fucking child,
go.
Max. Oh, shit. Josie starts running towards that.
This isn't exactly a difficult stunt, so I don't want you to make a roll to climb or jump or anything like that. At least not at this stage. What I do want is a luck roll, just to see whether the structure holds together as you clamber onto the top of it.
I'm no producer or anything like that, but there's much cooler stuff inside, just so you're aware.
Hey, wait, why don't you just know your roll, right, Kevin?
Sorry.
Well, anyway, let's have the roll for Jonesy just to see whether this structure holds together as
okay.
It goes to the top of it.
So it gets to 65 luck, he rolls a 75.
So, yeah, you execute this perfect series of moves, running up, bouncing off the remains of the swing arm onto the side and then the top of this rather decrepit-looking wooden hut. And then... just in front of the camera, disappears completely out of sight. I mean, one moment he's there, the next he's gone, and there is just this enormous crashing sound from the inside of the hut as he just lands there in the middle of just this pile of rotten wood and mould and dead leaves and pigeon shit. And yeah, you see just a frightened rat come running out of the side of the building away from all the chaos in there.
Yeah, you fucking better run.
Do you want to give me a jump ball just to make sure that you land all right?
Yeah, sir. So versus my jump. Oh, shit, I'm not sure if I put much in jump. No, I didn't. So
what do you mean you put much in jump? You're parkour.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, no, I passed. Oh, okay. Versus my...
I've got a 10 jump. Let's see what happens.
Joe, I'm not a power game retriever. I didn't put much in jump, even though I'm a parkour kid.
No, I put it all in climb, which was stupid, really.
So, yeah, I mean, even with the unexpected fall down inside the hut, you manage to land nimbly enough that you don't hurt yourself in the process. Well, you're still covered in filth, and your jacket's a bit torn, but you're otherwise in one piece.
You got shit all over you, don't you, Jonesy?
If Fuck you. Fuck you, Jace. Give me your fucking Nikes. I can't wear these shit like when I'm on video.
You don't wear my fucking Nikes. Are you serious right now?
That was
Are
your
you taking
fault?
The piss?
That was your
oh,
fault.
No, it's not my fault. You fucked up.
Jace,
I didn't fucking fuck up. That fucking hut fucked up. And you see the size of that rat? That rat was after me, man. And I chased the fucker out. You see him run?
Yeah, you scared a rat. Congratulations. You're a big one, aren't you?
We'll be trending in no time, guys.
Did you even bother turning the camera on? I bet you didn't. I bet you missed it like that thing we did in Blackpool.
Yeah, I did. I totally got it. Got it right here. Look.
Oh, let me see. Let me see. On your camera?
Yeah.
What are you doing on your camera? Why don't you get the fucking video camera out? You. So on your phone? I thought you meant to get it.
Jonesy, leave the technical stuff to the producer. The cameras are what we use to record. Come on.
No, I know that, but he's on his phone camera. That's not good enough. I know that.
Well, they're accusing us of CGI. You can't do CGI on a phone fucking camera. What do you want?
And what is that shit? It looks like Huawei or something. They're gonna, Chinese are going to be watching us. It's going to end up in bloody Beijing before it's out on our YouTube channel.
Well, what the fuck you pay me? I can't get a fucking iPhone.
I hope we're big in Beijing. That'd be huge for us.
Yeah, but not if they steal it and put it out in Beijing. Like, one day we could be big enough and bounce off that big wall thing they've got out there.
Look, okay, sorry. That broke me for a second. look, Jonesy, let's just help this idiot out. We got to figure out a way how to take this show on the road solo. This shit is holding us back.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I've just got shit on my shoes. Like, these were new. My mum bought me these. Anyway, fuck it. I'll go clean them off anyway. And it goes to the car and try to look some like baby wipes or something.
Yeah.
Two 19-year-olds and a Fiat Punto. We definitely have baby wipes in the car. You're such a 40-year-old. It's unbelievable. You're such a 40-year-old. It's unbelievable.
I have some in my backpack. I have some Preparation H wipes, which they're moist. I think you could wipe your shoes with those.
Is that like some CIA stuff? Is that where they dropped in Vietnam?
It's definitely for dropping stuff. It's not the Vietnam stuff, though.
What's that, like, Preparation Orange?
They're just good for hygiene, is all.
Oh, if it cleans my Nikes, I don't mind.
I love that Jonesy is clever enough to know what Agent Orange is.
I have you know that Jonesy has an intelligence of 60.
He's an A star in history.
Distinctly average.
Is this the smartest character you've ever played, Joe?
It's the smartest character I've ever played.
That was a real good jump, though, Jonesy. It was just the roof. You know, everything here is so old and rotten. You just need to be extra careful, I think.
Are you familiar with parkour? There's nothing careful about it.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get injured. That's all.
I mean, that's not hardcore parkour, buddy.
Okay.
No, that's all right, Kev. Thanks for saying that. It's good to know that I'm appreciated.
Yeah, I'll let y'all do your thing. I just, you know, I'm just worried.
All right, so, like, are we paying admission? Like, how do we get into this goddamn place? What are we doing?
No, we just walk right through.
Yeah, you're not far from the main entrance here. The main car park is just basically over the other side of these bushes off to your right. And if you walk over that way, you're pretty much in front of the main entrance.
Tally-ho?
Looks like the turnstiles have been broken off. We could just walk through, maybe quietly, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, from what you saw at the main gates as you drove past, yeah, the turnstiles have largely been vandalized, or, yeah, there's certainly no problem getting through those. There are metal gates over the front that did look like they've got a chain of them, but you'd need to take a closer look just to get some idea.
These are like gates of the park, or like construction fencing to keep people out?
More the latter.
Hang on, Jace, I've got an idea. Break out your drone. Let's see if you can spot anyone. Like, just because, like, let's say these three cars have a whole bunch of people in that we don't want to meet. Let's send a drone up.
All right. Okay, so Jason fishes through his bag, pulls out the drone, powers it on, gets his phone out to control the drone, releases it up, and it's flying over the park now. Do I need to roll for this?
No, you
roll
don't.
For drone. Okay.
No, so the drone takes off and you goes over the car park first of all, and then it gets up to the top, and you can see the top of the roller coaster track, and you start to get a view. The inside of the park looks really quite misty. And as the drone flies over into the park itself, that mist gets quite thick. There's suddenly some really weird visual distortion. There's suddenly all these lines, this latticework of lines across the screen, this kind of bizarre moiré pattern, which, looking at the phone, suddenly it looks almost three-dimensional, looking in there like some kind of magic eye trick, like you can see this three-dimensional network of struts inside the phone. And then the signal's gone.
It's fucking up. I can't see anything.
Oh, mate, do you not pay your bill? Have you run out of credit?
No, I pay my bill. It just like, there was lines and it looked 3D and then it went away.
So can we still see the drone in the air, Scott?
No, it is disappeared out of sight.
Where the fuck is my drone?
Look, we'll find a drone. Worst comes to worst, it'll come out of your next paycheck to get the next one, and like we'll figure it out.
But you're gonna take it out of my paycheck?
Well, you lost our drone.
I didn't lose the drone. You all were here. You saw it.
Oh, you know what it is? I bet it's that fucking Pennywise motherfucking clown. He's had it.
Right, we all fucking float here.
Look, Jason, I take it back. Maybe I'll just go solo on my own. My God. Let's climb these fences. Let's get in. Find the drone. Get some cool shots on your camera phone, I guess. Or the whatever we've got left.
You didn't bring the video camera.
No, I brought it.
Phew.
No, I'm not stupid.
I'm with Max here. We'll find the drone if we go inside.
Well, we better.
Okay, so does that mean you're heading over, you're walking over towards the main entrance?
Yeah, on the way, can like, because we've had different scrapes, like trying climbing, like, I assume we're the kind of kids that were like climbing the Millennium Dome and messing around in like building sites in London, that we've got some bit of a record. So, like, can I just scope out for, like, security cameras, like, a sign that says, like, you know, Trident Security, monitor this area, all that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah, give me a spot hidden roll.
Oh, this is going to be a problem. Ooh, roll a 6, I'll take it.
Hell yeah!
I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah.
I see through walls.
Then, yes, as you say, you're used to scoping out the kinds of places where people normally put security cameras and signs like that. And yeah, it occurs to you, you haven't seen a single sign for a security firm. And looking around, yeah, there are not any CCTV cameras at all around here.
Oh, guys, this is sick. There's literally no security here. Like, there's no cameras. There doesn't need to be any security guards. Like, none of those signs about clamping or, you know.
We just need to keep an eye out. Like, I don't want people messing up the shot and stuff, like... Unless we want to do like a runaway, if we go and find those people and like antagonize them and get them to chase us or something, that might be quite cool.
Yeah, if we had a drone, we could get a shot overhead of you running away.
We used to have a drone.
We had a drone until like fucking 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Do you think you could jump over me, Jonesy? I think the subreddit would just get such a kick out of it if I'm in one of the videos.
Like, jump over you.
Yeah, just in the middle of a scene, you just kind of like jump off the Ferris wheel and jump over.
And
I'm
sure you've watched our videos. We don't do leapfrog.
Hey, like, I've put 40 in arts and craft YouTubing, and I know that's not a hit. But if you want me to, like, you know, jump over you for shits and giggles, yeah, sure, whatever. Just stand there. I'll jump over you now. You find your spot. You choose your moment, and you either kind of like just dive in and we'll freestyle, or if you see something you like... By all means, yeah, you found us this place and we really appreciate it. And like, you flew from like all the way from America. That's a long way. That's like almost twice the way around the world. No, actually, no, sorry, I've got 60 intelligence. That's like it's like 10 hours away. It's a long, long way away.
Yeah, but they brought us 3 rounds of pretzels, so it wasn't a big deal.
Sure, yeah, that's probably worth the price of your ticket. Yeah, definitely.
Well, if I can just set the scene then as you're walking up towards the gate. As I said, it's drizzling a bit and there's a bit of mist blowing around. The whole park is surrounded by a chicken wire fence that looks like it was probably put up relatively recently, or at least certainly since the park closed. Beyond there, you can see the lattice work of the roller coaster that runs all the way around the outside of the park. The roller coaster does seem to have survived, I mean, it's looking a bit rusty in places, but there are a lot of metal struts and beams holding this structure up. And, yeah, they're still in place. As you get round to the main entrance, as I mentioned, there is a security gate that has been put up. And there is a chain that's been wrapped through it, holding it in place. You notice, however, though, as you get up, that there isn't a padlock on there. On the far side, there is the remains of the turnstiles and the ticket booths, most of which have... the turnstiles are still largely standing, but they've the stiles themselves have been broken off. The ticket booths have largely fallen down. The other things you notice, there used to be a large sign over the front that said Funland, that was made up of metal letters. And at some point, the letter F has dropped off it, and the sign over the top now just reads Unland. And there was a fiberglass head of Mr. Fun that used to sit on top of this. And at some point, this has fallen down and is lying broken on the ground in front of the gates. It looks like it's been here for a while, that there's moss growing on it. But it is this fiberglass clown's head that is probably about the size of one of you. That's sitting there on the ground, it's cracked open. You know, there is this huge gap inside its head. And the inside of it, does seem to be made up of some kind of lattice of, it must have been some kind of supporting structure to hold the head together, but this strange sort of lattice of maybe fiberglass or plastic bars.
Oi, Max, it looks like you've got the same thing inside your head as he does.
Just take a picture of the goddamn sign that says Unland. We can put in a cool little CGI R to see Runland, and there's our title of our series of videos we got. Do I have to produce everything here, or are you going to start doing some work?
Right, I'm sorry. No, let's do like an intro video, like, welcome to Funland!
Yeah, maybe if you got into the head, Jonesy, and like, popped out, like, it would be a cool opening shot.
We're like, boo!
Yeah, like boo. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a good idea, Max.
Hey, we're a team, guys, we got this.
Let's do it. How about you stand in front of the sign and you start doing the intro, like, welcome to Funland. And then, like, at the right moment, I'll bounce out and do, like, a flip over you.
Okay, perfect. I've got an idea. When I say, and this is, that's when you jump out and introduce yourself, all
right? Right, but like, what if you started, Max, and you said, like, welcome to, and then Jonesy jumped out, like, right when it was time to say Funland, and he jumped over. That's the right idea right there.
Perfect. That works.
I'm just saying the exact same thing you did, because he's an idiot.
But you're the producer.
This is just clean. Let's do it. But like, clearly excited to so.
And Kevin was taking selfies while they were arguing about this.
No, I've got it. Kev, how about you do the intro, and when you say welcome to Funland, me and Max, we like styles over you, we like jump over you.
Are you serious?
No, we gotta use the clown head though, guys. The clown head, this is such a cool piece. Like,
well, like we could be in the clown head.
Oh.
He does the intro, and then we jump out.
Getting into the clown head would be difficult because there does, as I say, seem to be this lattice work of stuff inside.
I mean, I'm a strong dude. I can push him right in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hollow, but it's not empty, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's full of shit in there. I'm not going in there.
I know a few clowns like that.
Are you trying to work out, Jonesy, whether or not you can get in the head?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm trying to work out if Max can get it. No, yeah. No, definitely.
You ain't turned this, Joe. I got the idea first, you fucker.
As you're looking into the head, like I say, there is this lattice inside. And maybe it's just all the fog that's blowing through, but there does seem to be some of that fog in there as well. And just for a moment, you think you can see something looking out at you from inside the latticework, from between the struts.
I think Jonesy's going to, like, peer right in. What the fuck is that? Hey, Chase, give me your phone. I want to turn the light on. There's something in here, something odd.
Well, here you go.
And, yeah, As you're looking in, yeah, you can't quite see it, but you get the impression of eyes. Lots of eyes just looking at you from inside. And then just for a moment, you hear Dan's voice just calling for help.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah. Jonesy just jumps away from the shattered head of Mr. Fun, kicking it as it rocks slightly. And just rocks backwards and forwards, its eyes just following you around as it does so.
I'm Max Stiles, and welcome to...
Jump over me now.
Jump over me now.
The rest of you don't necessarily know why he's reacted the way he has. He's obviously seen something inside that clown head.
Oh, we have lots of rats here, Jonesy. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, mate. No, that was no fucking rat. That was fucking fucked up in there.
In fact, I think based on your reaction, let's have a sanity roll here.
Versus my sanity of... I think I've got quite high sanity. 60. I got a 54, so it's a pass.
Okay, so yeah, you don't lose anything. You're obviously a bit shaken, but it hasn't done any trauma.
How about you look? You look in there. You look in there. If you dare.
Jonesy, can you talk to me? You're kind of freaking out.
Yeah, Jason.
There's something dark in there. Like, I'm not saying it's Pennywise or something, but it wasn't normal. It had, like, eyes and...
That sounds like a rat, man. Rats have eyes. Like, it's... Just get this fucking opening credit done.
I'll go look.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, looking inside, yeah, there's a lattice inside that seems to be supporting the structure of the head.
Oh, it's nothing in here. What do you see?
So as you turn around, Jane's attitude is completely changed, and as you turn around, it just like jumps in your face and goes, "Boo! Got ya! Ha!" Ah!
No, you fucking bastard!
Fuck you!
No, fuck you, and you're fucking losing our drone.
Oh, right. I guess you got me for that. And then, right. Jason walks away and gets his phone out.
Look, let's just do this. Like, let's just do what comes naturally. Look, you ready, Jonesy? Can you do, like, let's just go with Kevin's idea. You flip over Kevin.
Yeah, whatever, but I'm not getting in that clown head. It's full of shit and eyes and stuff.
Right. Why don't you just pop out from behind the clown head? Sorry, Jason, I'm not trying to step on your toes here.
I don't care.
Now he doesn't care.
So what's Jason doing with the phone?
He's now pointing it at... He was typing something, and now he's turned around and aimed it at them.
Oh, okay.
I'm Max Stiles, and I'm the most stylish parkour on all of YouTube. We're here with Kevin at Funland. Kevin, what the hell is this place?
Hi, I am Kevin Anderson of reddit.com/r/funland, and we are at Funland, the coolest place to come when it's hot. I am here for parkour and sick jumps. 3, 2, 1, jump over me!
thanks, Kevin. This is... Jonesy, that's your cue. Jump. Go.
I'm ready to shut up. And I'm Jonesy. Watch this.
And then he's going to like watch flip this. Over Kevin.
Oh, that was awesome. Holy shit.
I'm Jonesy. Watch this.
I'm Johnny Knox with the Welcome Jackass.
Yeah.
Please make him roll for the flip. See if he balls through Kevin. Down.
This is the kind of stuff that he does all the time. So no, I'm not going to make him roll for this. He's been humiliated enough.
Yeah, that was sweet. Can we do more of that inside?
That led it together great, I'm sure. Jeez, Jace, we maybe we don't pay you enough.
Right. Okay, so are we walking further into the park now, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to try to get in, like I say, there is this security gate or barrier that's been put up there. But as you look, the chain that is looped through it just seems to be there for decoration. It's not padlocked. And it's very easy just to unloop the chain out from there and just open up this barrier and walk in. Takes you about 30 seconds.
Look at this, no security. And I'm going to run up and like just yank that chain off the gate and kick the gate open.
Yeah.
While screaming yeet, I think that's what the kids do.
Yeah. Yeet or something.
Like obviously like Jonesy's young and he's a bit, you know, he's full of Red Bull and he's Jonesy, but he's putting on his game face now. So I think I can imagine him like sort of like limbering up a bit, and he is genuinely good at this. I can like strapping on a GoPro and he's like, right, Kev, let's find some good places. Let's get going. You try to keep up, and if you can't keep up, you watch and like direct us if you see anything good. Max, you ready?
Yeah, all set. Let's go. Let's do this.
Come on, let's go. And I reckon Jonesy sort of steps off through the gate at quite a fast jog, and he's like doing little flips and bouncing off things, but also kind of scouting the area.
You can bounce off the remains of the turnstiles really easily and just leap into the park from there. And yeah, we, you know, once you do that, you're within Funland. Is everyone else following?
Yeah, Kevin's following, doing little hops and spins, trying to mimic what Jonesy and Max are doing, like a child trying to imitate an adult.
Okay, well, once you get through the barriers, yeah, you get into the main park itself, and you're looking down a path that leads down towards the water features. There's the remains of various stalls around here, a small amusement arcade, various game stalls, perhaps a few concession stands. It's really difficult to tell what they are now. The whole thing is very overgrown. There's bushes growing up all over the place. There's also a lot more mist now that you're inside. And there must be something about being in here, but it's really quite deadening sound-wise. It's very, very quiet in here now. Really, the only thing you can hear now is each other.
I don't remember ever seeing this much mist in the park before. This is a little spooky.
Are you going to be all right taking pictures, Jace? Like, what's it coming out like?
Yeah, it looks good.
As you turn around to talk to Jace to say that and look at him, you notice something very odd. Which is, again, you can see the lattice work, the struts supporting the roller coaster, and they look a bit denser now than they did from the outside, but maybe that's just because of all the mist. But what's unusual is the fact that they seem to go now all the way around, and that includes the entrance where you just came in, looking back there. You can see the remains of the ticket booth, but the entrance there, that's just the same lattice work for supporting the roller coaster. There isn't any sign of the gate there now.
That's bloody weird, isn't it? Look at that.
What do you see?
Just look over there, like where we've just come from.
Where'd it go?
Oh.
It must be just a mist. It's definitely a trick of the mist, right?
What the fuck?
Well, it's gotta be.
Ah, fuck it. Let's go on. Let's go find some cool stuff. Right, Max, I'll follow you, and then we'll swap over when we get a bit further on. I want to get up there. How do we get up there, Kev?
Yeah, you could just climb the support structure.
Is there not like a bit where people get on? Like, is that? I mean, no wonder this place shut down. If you want to get on the roller coaster, you got to climb the fucking thing.
the official entrance is over there to the left. We got about probably a quarter mile walk.
Well, you're not going to ride the roller coaster, are you,
Jonesy? For the best parkour guy in the UK, like, you're really not into this whole climb thing. Like, let's just climb up. We'll stand at the top and say subscribe to what's our channel name? You're Jonesy Flow, right? So Styles and Flow, right?
Thousand Flow.
There you go. Branding.
Should have been alphabetical. Flows and Styles.
I mean, yeah, we'll do the ham-fisted way. I mean, fine. Just Flows and Styles. Yeah, right. Okay.
What about Smith? Are we going to add Smith to it? Like Flows and Style and Smith?
Yeah, well, you just got to get something on camera, buddy.
All right.
Maybe like featuring Kev just for the one episode.
Yeah, sure. Anyone who can climb up onto the roller coaster and shout out with us gets their name on the video. How's that? Deal?
I don't know. I had trouble walking in from the car park.
Don't worry, Kev. We'll link. You'll get the first link to the subreddit in the bottom of the video. It'll be fine. You'll have tens of followers.
And Kevin tries to do some kind of parkour move, but he's really just twisting his knee in an awkward way.
So as you're having this conversation, Kevin notices over to one side in one of the collapsed concession stands that there's a sapling that has grown up there. I mean, it's a fairly small sapling, but while everything else in the park seems to be very, very quiet at the moment, this sapling is just shaking. Every now and then, it just moves, and you can hear the leaves on it rustling a little bit. It's not constant. It's just every now and then, it just twitches a bit.
Without saying anything to anyone else, can Kevin just walk closer to see what's going on with the sapling?
Sure. Yeah, so you can see, yeah, I mean, this is possibly a candy floss stall that has collapsed. And in the broken wooden side, the wall that has collapsed there, like I say, there is this sapling that's grown up. But you can see that there's something at the base of it now that's moving, something that's just moving it backwards and forwards. Some dark shape down there under the broken bits of board.
Odd. Probably just a rat.
Hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, the sapling just twitches backwards and forwards again.
Yeah, definitely a rat. And he's stepping a little bit closer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, looking closer, you know, looking down, you can see, yeah, you're right, it is a rat. That there is a rat, its hind legs are kicking against this sapling. The wall seems to have collapsed on it, and as far as you can tell, the wall has collapsed and has pinned or even crushed its head.
Aw, poor little guy. Can Kevin move the piece of wood or whatever's pinning it down?
Sure, yeah. You'd lift it up and sure enough, the rat's head is half crushed in. Half of it seems to be intact, but the right side of its head is just gone. You know, its eye is squashed, its jaw is broken. You can see bits of bone and possibly brain. It's difficult to tell. And as you lift this up, the rat gets to its feet and just runs off and scurries off.
Oh, that's fucking weird. And Kevin throws the piece of wood to the other side of the stand.
Okay, the rest of you see this. Kevin just is staggering back. Again, I think let's have a sanity roll. This isn't a major thing, but it sounds like it's at least freaked you out a little bit.
Sure. That's 27 success.
Okay. You certainly react in that way, but again, you know, there's no trauma. You're just shocked for a moment.
Yeah. Rats don't bother me all that much.
You can see this shape disappearing now off into the undergrowth, heading off elsewhere.
Kevin's going to walk back over toward the group.
You're right over there, Kev. What are you doing?
Just more rats, Max. You guys look out for rats, though. I saw a pretty messed up one running around.
Why is everybody so bloody terrified of rats?
Yeah, they're kind of everywhere in the UK. Like, London is, it's more rats than people. Like, I mean, that's literal, but like, it's more rats than anywhere else in the world. Like, it's New York than us. Like, it's fine.
Hey, they say, no matter how far you go in the UK, you're never more than, like, what, like 5 meters away from a Man United supporter? Ha ha!
I can't believe Joe made a sports joke. This is a historic moment for the show.
You get it? Because we're near Manchester.
You did it, Jonesy. You got him.
So it's like cockroaches in Florida. I understand.
Anyway, Jace, I think this is... Honestly, I'd be more comfortable with you on the ground with this one. I think this is one you need to step out of.
Oh, that's fine. Because he's got a 20 climb. He's totally fine with that.
I assumed you'd made him semi-parkoury. Okay.
Oh, no.
Killed,
he is shit at climb and jump. Just FYI.
It's all aspirational.
You guys get up there and do something fucking sick.
Right, like, let's do it. What are you thinking, Jonesy? You got any ideas? You're like a natural at this.
Scott, can I roll on my arts and craft YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, just to come up with the perfect stunt.
I take back every power gamer joke I've ever made about you, Joe.
I got a 31 versus 40. Right, Scott, what should I do?
Okay, well, I mean, you're examining this, trying to get the suss of it. And, yeah, just trying to get the camera angles right and work out what's going to be the best stunt. Because it sounds like your inclination initially was, what, to get up to the top of the track and do something up there.
Yeah, like maybe like run along it or something like that.
Yeah, and as you're sort of planning all this out, a few things occur to you. One is that the lattice work on this side that you're about to climb up looks a bit different than it did from the outside. It looks a lot denser. You don't see the kinds of, you know, thick iron bars or girders that you saw from the outside. Now, in looking at it from this side, it seems to be a much finer mesh of these smaller struts, very tightly interlaced. You can probably can still climb up them, but it just looks different. And there's no getting around the fact that it looks very, very much like what you saw inside the clown's head. There's also the fact that as you're looking up to try to find the top of the track, there's a lot of mist, like I say. And looking up, maybe it is just because the mist has come in. But you can't actually see the track anymore. You look up and it's just this lattice work stretching up until it just gets lost in the grey mist.
Jonesy looks nervous for a second, and then he kind of straightens himself and then goes, right, okay, Max Stars, we're going to climb into the clouds. Race to the top. And he just starts climbing. Turns on his GoPro first.
Yep, and you start clambering up.
And Kevin's gonna kind of nudge Jason and say, how are you going to get them on video? It's so dark up there.
Well, right, they've got the GoPros on their head, and we're going to like cut my footage with their footage and go back and forth.
Mm.
And just before I go running up, so Max turns to the camera again, like an extra high energy. I'm Max Styles, and this is the coaster chase, and go chasing after Jonesy.
All right. Nice. All right.
And now that Kevin's looking at where they're climbing up as well, again, Kevin has that realization that the lattice work you're seeing there in the roller coaster does not look anything like the supports for the roller coaster that you remember from when you worked here. Nothing like it.
Kevin is trying to rationalize that, thinking, well, there were maybe 2 months between his last day and the day the park closed, so maybe they tried to renovate the coaster for some reason. But why would they do that knowing they were closing? Maybe someone else came along and tried to buy the park and thought about reopening it. It's not really fitting together, but he's going to keep a close eye on Jonesy and Max.
Mm. Jonesy is clambering up there, you know, adeptly. The tight lattice work actually makes it easier to climb than if it were all these loose girders. I mean, it's almost like climbing a climbing frame. There's only one disquieting thing about it. Well, and on top of the things that I mentioned before, which is the feel of these struts. Whatever they're made of, it's not metal. It's, yeah, you thought perhaps it might be plastic at first, but it's got a slightly waxy feel to it. And also, as you're climbing up, it feels warm under your fingers, under your hands.
I think Jonesy's kind of, he's only really half paying attention to what he's holding on to. Like, they're good holds, that's fine. Mm. He's kind of looking around to see if there's anything he can do for his to kind of make it more exciting. And I think he's going to maybe notice there's a either like a gap between where he's climbing and somewhere is the right or left, or he's just going to just randomly just leap to one side and just try and make it more challenging.
It's probably going to be the latter, because looking around, there aren't really any gaps in here, and the lattice work is fairly tight. If you were to try to get inside, I mean, you possibly could, but you'd really have to force yourself. And it's not like beams and girders where you'd be able to pretty much walk through them. This is a tight lattice. And yeah, as you're looking around, you know, you get ready to jump over to the other side. Again, you just get this impression for a moment of these eyes looking at you from between the lattices, from the darkness with the mist that is just drifting through these lattices. The impression of all these eyes watching you.
I think he's going to like physically shake his head to try and stop these thoughts, and then maybe not leap through, but maybe just leap 2 meters to the right. So just let go on his hands and feet and then just catch on again 2 meters to his right and maybe 2 meters up.
I think then you definitely want to make a climb roll to do this maneuver. And I'm going to make it a hard one, actually, because I think that sudden distraction of the eyes watching you is going to make it that much harder.
So he's failed. 63 versus 70.
What happens then is Max is chasing up after Jonesy. And, I mean, Jonesy does this manoeuvre. He sort of jumps to one side. And, yeah, you haven't seen him fail like this before. I mean, this is such a straightforward thing. But his foot slips as he hits the other side. And he's now holding on by one hand. His feet aren't in the lattice anymore. And he's just dangling there. You're probably about 25, 30 feet off the ground at this stage. And, yeah, he's just dangling there by one hand. It looks like he doesn't have a great grip.
Max sees this happen. He kind of has realized there's something weird about this lattice work. Like, Jonesy, what's going on? And he's going to like climb up close to him, stop near him, but trying to get a good angle with his head-mounted GoPro to say, what's happening, buddy? Like, you can't get up? And basically interview him as he's hanging off this thing.
So I think like Jonesy's like just holding on, but very out of character. He just looks up and goes,
all right, yeah, Sue, this stuff is slippery as hell. You see the mist around us? Like, it's just made it really slippery, and those eyes, man, those eyes were just really intense, just staring at me from inside. Like, I don't know what they were looking at, but it was odd, really odd.
Are you talking about the rat outside again? Man, this isn't going to make great content. Nobody knows what eyes are talking about.
From the ground, Jason hollers out,
all right, what are you stopping for?
We've got a good action shot here. Jonesy's fucked it up and he might fall.
Ah, fuck you, Max. I'm going up. And he's just going to like pull up and then just carry on climbing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think actually, as you're carrying on climbing after having been shaken like this, that is actually pushing the roll. What I'll say, though, is because you're just clambering up at this stage, then it's not a hard roll anymore. It's just a straight climbing roll. But your muscles are weak, you're shaking. Obviously, your right arm's hurting a bit from having dangled. So what did you roll?
I got a 49 versus 70, so success.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're a skilled climber. I mean, even with all these things working against you, you can still clamber up. And you climb. And you climb into the grey mist. And you climb further, and the ground is a long, long way away now. I mean, when you looked at this track from outside, in places it was probably only 20 feet off the ground, in other places maybe, I mean, at its peak, maybe it went up to about 100 feet or a little over. But, you know, it's not a huge roller coaster, or at least not one with huge dips. And yet, at this stage, you're still climbing and climbing. The mist is still thick around you. Everything is so quiet here. There's just no sound coming from anywhere. You've lost sight of Max. You can't hear him. You can't hear the others on the ground anymore. There's just you and the lattice work and the mist and the eyes watching you as you're just going up and up.
Jonesy's just going to pause for a second and go, hey! Hey, Max! Max, where are you?
I've got you. I'm catching you. And Max is now trying to speed up and catch up with him. There's something weird about this whole latticework thing. Like, why isn't it ice cold? It's made, like, out of plastic. Isn't that weird for something that's this old?
It's not plastic. There's something about it. There's a word that perhaps is just, you know, eating away at the back of your mind that you don't necessarily want to think about as this is under your hand. And that word is fleshy.
Hey, Max, this is wrong, man. This is wrong. I've got an idea, though. Let's fuck this roller coaster. This is too trippy, but I know where we need to go. I know where we can make our... I know we can make our name, get our numbers back up.
Sure, what are you thinking?
We gotta go to the log flume, man.
Oh, good idea.
You know where that fucked up guy was, like, taking pictures of all those people?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, this is kind of... Like, this is just a standard old... This is like climbing any crane. I mean, cool, it's a roller coaster, but, like, there isn't any cool, like, features in this. Just this weird, like, waxy, weird, warm stuff. Like, let's get off this thing. I don't
like it. Like, I mean, what is it? It's like a ladder. We ain't making nothing climbing up in this mist. Literally, we could be in a playground. Look at this shit. He kind of points at the lattice work. Anyone could do this. Fucking Jason could do this.
Oi, this video's for shit. What are y'all doing up there?
We're gonna see, like, we're gonna get up to the top here and see if we can see, like, the log flume. And, like, we're gonna head to the log flume. This video, like, fine, it'll be a clip, but, like, yeah, we need to get to the log flume and start making some real videos.
Hey, Kev, Jace, it's like fucking Silent Hill up here. We can't see for shit.
Jason stops recording and starts typing.
Who do you reckon, like, Kev, Jace has been texting? Has he got a girlfriend?
He's just probably taking notes on whatever video he's clipped up, right?
He's always been a good man, like, he's always helped us out, but he just seems, like, distracted, like, he's not having fun anymore, like, he just wants to be part of the videos, like, he wants to join us up here, just die. I'm not being responsible for that. If he wants to make videos and help us out, he's got serious talent. But if he's just gonna sit there texting his girlfriend and he's, and, like, fuck up our shit, I don't think we need him anymore.
We're not responsible. If he dies doing something stupid, that's not our thing. We've told him he needs to, you know, do his thing, but...
I'm not being responsible for another person dying. Fuck you, Max. Fuck you.
I mean...
And then Jonesy just starts climbing down really fast, like, dangerously fast.
Hey, you're the only person who thinks you're responsible for killing anyone, buddy. The investigation showed nothing.
Fuck you, Max. Too far, mate. Too far.
While all this is going on, I just want to cut down to Kevin. So, obviously, Jason is busy trying to film this. I mean, though, obviously, what Jason's filming is mostly at this stage just fog going. You lost sight of these two up in the mist some time back. And I mean, every now and then you can hear these dim shouts and you're shouting back up. But, yeah, that's not exactly going to make dynamic video. I mean, while all this is happening... You're still over by a lot of these collapsed concession stands. And Kevin notices that one of the stalls there looks like it used to be perhaps a shooting gallery. Yeah, you reckon this was the shooting gallery. And looking over there, it looks like perhaps they even left a few of the prizes back there. And you remember that this store, yeah, you used to be able to shoot targets and potentially win cuddly toys. Oh, and you know, a variety of toys for kids. But you can see over in the wreckage, again, you know, one of the walls has collapsed. This time the wall has fallen out. And you can see inside the dark remains of the store. And there are still a number of the cuddly toys that are hanging up inside on the walls. But... You know, they're somewhat shrouded in darkness, particularly in the mist. But just from the little bits you can see, they do look a bit wrong.
Out of a combination of curiosity and also just genuinely trying to be helpful to get some props for the parkour videos, can Kevin go pull down a couple of those prizes?
Yeah, you go over and... Poking around inside, you're probably going to have to, say, use your phone or something like that in order to get a bit of light. And as you look around, the toys that are hanging up, they still have roughly the right shape of the various sort of stuffed hippos and alligators and bears and stuff like that that used to be there. And obviously, you know, a few of the Mr. Fun toys that used to be there. But... Yeah, it's like they've all been overgrown with mold. Instead of their original appearance, they're now just these sort of spongy grey masses. Yeah, you can make out from the general shape of them what some of them used to be. They don't smell of mold, and looking at them, it doesn't necessarily look like any mold you've seen before. But yeah, they are just these strange, spongy grey masses.
Okay, Kevin changes his mind about taking the toys because they look pretty gross right now. But he's trying to convince himself that that mold is just the effect of age and weather. These were left in here untouched in a partially open stall for about a decade.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's just strange how nothing else on the inside of the stall seemed to be covered in mold. But maybe it's just because they absorb moisture.
Yeah, they probably use crap materials for these. Kevin wants to look to see if there are any of those fake guns left from the shooting gallery.
Ooh, give me a luck roll.
That's a 26, which is a hard success on luck.
Okay, so yes, there is one of these old pellet guns just lying on the ground. It does seem to be intact, if rusty. It's been lying on the ground for a while, so it's covered in muck and filth. You know, there's a strong smell of rat piss in here as well. But yeah, you pull it loose and... yeah, it's debatable whether or not you'll be able to get it to work, even if you had pellets for it, but it does look like a gun.
Okay, without any pellets, Kevin's going to poke at one of those moldy toys with the gun, keeping as much distance as possible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, you hit it and nothing particularly happens. It just pokes into it and the body of it depresses slightly, but yeah, nothing particularly weird.
Okay, that's reassuring. With that, Kevin's going to turn around and head back toward Jason, taking the gun with him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to sneak up on Jason while he's on his phone and yell, "Freeze, motherfucker!"
Hey, what the fuck is that?
I'm just screwing around with you. That family's over in the old...
It's so fucking funny. What, you think you got a gun?
So it's just from the old shooting gallery over there.
But what if I fucking pulled a fucking cannon on you?
I'm sorry. I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, you're a right comedian, aren't you?
No, I'm American. We see these things every day.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Sorry. As he's apologizing, he's taking mock shots at Jason with the little toy rifle.
And you hear from above, "Fuck you, Max. Fuck you and fuck everything about you. I'm fucking out of here."
Well, glad to see that you're bonding together so well. So at this stage, Jonesy makes his way back down to the ground, you know, hearing the argument that's going on now between Kevin and Jason. And is Max following him down as well?
Yeah. So as I'm like jumping off the lattice work, I'm going to say, like, "Look, Jonesy, there's no need to get pissed off. I mean, it's fine. Jason isn't going to kill himself. I think he's good enough. Fine, you're worried about him. I think he'll be fine. I think he's got the skills he needs."
Oh, fuck off. Anyway, Kevin, where's that fucking log flume?
Oh, that's just a log flume. We don't need to go there. There are more interesting places to do parkour around here. It's an amusement park. We've got a Ferris wheel.
I mean, a dried up log flume. It's a giant ramp we can run up. We can, like, slide down. We can do cool little things, hang off, jump off. And also, you know, the whole nationwide news, you know, almost worldwide news of this dude killing and maiming. Pretty cool backdrop.
Yeah, it's just there's all these belts and chains, and I wouldn't want you getting your ankle caught up. Who knows what the base of the drop's made of? It might not be stable after all these years. It could be particle board.
No. We just climbed all the way up that thing, and it was a massive, massive waste of time.
It was dead, man. It was just not cool.
With all this fog, we ain't gonna get any decent parkour. We need to, like, lean into this Silent Hill shit, like...
Danger's cool as well. Danger sells, man.
Yeah.
Right, we need to, like, just, I don't know, like, we could ghost hunter this up. Like, ooh, look, I heard a ghost. Look,
I heard it. Anyone else hear that ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's from over there near the log flume. Let's go and investigate.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll take you over there as long as we stay away from the photo hut. Just the idea of that place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it'll be real tasteful. We'll dedicate the video to the memory of all those murdered, teenagers.
Right, but we still have to go see the photo hut, right?
Yeah, tastefully, it'll be fine.
Like, it's central.
Better be stronger than that bird shit smelling hut that I fell in before.
I'll just stand behind y'all and kind of shout out directions then.
Yeah, when we do cool shit, like, you just go, whoa, whoa, you know, like, pick us up, man. You can be like a hype man. Hype man Kev.
Hey, Max. Max, I'm sorry I had to go at you up there. Like, I just, I don't know. Just the whole stuff with Dan, just, you know, it's just upsetting me a bit, and I just got a bit freaked out by everything that's going on. I reckon, let's do it. Let's go for this, like, ghost hunting stuff. I've seen that show. Let's do it. Let's, you do an intro. Do an intro. Like, make it look like we're in this scary place, and then we'll fake something. We'll go near that hut and see if we can, like, we'll get, like, Jace, you can, like, jump out and, you know, I don't know, wear a sheet or something. Well, not that, but better. Like, I'll roll on my art and craft YouTube, and we'll get Scott to give us some ideas.
I don't guess how it works, Joe. It's whether your plan succeeds. Look, it's no problem.
My plan is to get Scott to give us a cool idea.
Great plan.
I'm a YouTuber. I can help you with that. It's not like you professionally create content, for fuck's sake.
I've been doing this for 5.5 years. That's exactly how it works.
don't worry. It's fine.
So you're having this conversation as you're walking towards the log flume. You pass a few things on the way, and one of the things you pass is a ride that Kevin remembers is called Mr. Fun's Giddy Giggler, which is really just a waltzer, so it's like spinning cups. And it looks a bit creepy in the mist as you're coming towards it, because the cups on it are all made in the shape of Mr. Fun's head, so they're all these clown heads, basically, that you sit inside as they spin around. But as you walk past, you see that someone at some stage has gone around and basically gouged all the eyes out of them, and all the eyes are just holes in the fiberglass shell.
Ooh, that's not nice.
Oh, Max, this could be... Do your intro here. This is scary as shit. Look how fucked up those things are. They've got no eyes, man. They've got no eyes.
And then he says that and he, like, kind of pauses and goes, yeah, no eyes. Fucking hell.
This is a standard, like, you know, emo kid messing around vandalizing shit. I mean, what are we going to do here, exactly? Ooh, look, I'm here with the creepy heads stuff. Like, maybe if we can get it moving, like, we can do a handstand while it spins and stuff, and that's cool, but, like... Ooh, look at these scary heads. I mean, what do you reckon? Unless we get some sort of light to come out those eyes, or we figure something out, and we...
No. We should totally get this move in. Kev, how do we get this thing to work?
Well, I was the ride operator here at the Giddy Giggler for a while, but I don't think they're getting any power into the park, so I could try to get it running, but I don't think it's going to get us anywhere.
I mean, just all he knows, where's the on switch?
Hey, fucking hell, what was that? Did you not hear that?
No, I think it, look, whatever is going on in your crazy head, we'll soon have
Max,
you.
Max, if you're not gonna play along, there's no point in fucking doing this.
I mean, we need to get the camera on first, right?
That was just a practice, and I knew you'd fuck it up.
Scott, is it worth Kevin going over to the console and just seeing if he can flip the switch?
Yeah, I mean, you can go over. I mean, the console, you know, obviously is a ruin at this stage. Parts of it are going to be collapsed. It's all rusted. I mean, yeah, like you say, there's no power to it. You know, the few switches there are just rusted in place. Yeah, there's really nothing you can do to get this moving.
Okay. I'll symbolically flip a switch and then give them a look, like, just shrug over at them.
We can't get it to work, can you?
No, there's no power here, man. We need power to get this running. I have a little portable charger, but I don't think it's going to do the trick.
There's surely some way to get some of this stuff working. I mean, there's got to be some sort of power here, right? And do we see any lights? Like, can I look around? Is there any lights or anything? I know I looked for security here, but is there any sign of power in this place?
No, you haven't seen any trace of power whatsoever. As you're looking around, I mean, the Giddy Giggler itself, one thing you do notice, particularly from the smell and then, you know, from visual evidence, is that at least one person seems to have been using these as a toilet.
I guess we found somewhere to go if we're stuck, but, like, we can try and do something here, but, like, I don't know, unless you, you know, I would say at least less than half the time you come up with a good idea for a YouTube video there, Jonesy. Have you got anything we can do here?
Again, I'm not a producer, but I do have one idea that could work if Jason's up for it. There's an emergency release on these cars. Mm. So we could hit the release and then spin one of the cups manually, and then you can get in it. And maybe if it's like slow motion, it'll look like something cool's happening, but really it's just going to be spinning very slowly.
No, right, but I got a totally good idea. Like, is there like an emergency brake on this that we could like let go and then like we could push it and it would be moving?
Oh yeah, that's a really cool idea, Jason.
No, I love it. All right, you go push it and I'll set up the camera over here.
And then, so like Jason sets up a tripod and is going to actually set up the real camera.
Okay.
And you two get in the cup, maybe.
That thing smells of fucking piss, man.
What, you want to make a scary video or what?
It's not just piss.
That's one of nine. We can go on these nice nine. Like, this one's only kind of green and slimy. The rest, yeah, maybe not so much.
But like, but if you were a vagrant, would you only pick one to shit in, or would you shit in all of them?
Hey, can I tell you guys a secret? A park secret?
I mean, it's not really part of the conversation. Like, you're changing the subject, but sure.
We used to catch college kids fucking in these cups all the time.
Oh.
Like while it was on, like while it was spinning around.
Oh yeah, especially when it was spinning around.
Oh, I can relate.
Because honestly, Kev, if that's your suggestion for this YouTube channel, like, I really like you, like, you're a good looking man, like, honestly, but you're not my type.
So are you attempting to get these mobile toilets moving again so that you can film something in them?
Yeah, apparently we're going to Pornhub.
I'm gonna lead over to Max and go, hey, like, you know, we're talking about blooper reels. We get, like, Jace to, like, sit in that shit and then spin him around. That might be quite funny.
Okay, but when you say sit in that shit...
Yeah.
Okay, you mean literally. Okay, as long as we're on the same page. There's a lot of... You use the word shit, it's got many meanings to you, various nouns. It's very hard to work out what context is.
No. Right, I got the camera set up over here. You guys ready to go?
Mate, the only thing that would make this better is if we had a motorbike to spin it around for us.
I was just suggesting this. Look, Jason, because, and Kev, maybe, what we can do is, this is a chance for you guys to, like, get in part of the video. So, like, Kev, you can stand in this one behind, and I'll start spinning that one, because, look, I hate to say it, Kev, I'm kind of a stronger dude than you. Like, I'm jacked. But then Jonesy can spin the other one, and... Jason, this is where you can try, like, you know, your handstand, or you can do, like, one of those gainers, just jump and try and do a gainer while it's spinning. This is relatively low risk, but will look cool as shit.
Oh, I'm going to fucking do it. Right.
Like, Jonesy is desperately trying not to laugh, like he's got his hands over his mouth. And his butt, like.
Can I just put my arms up in a V? Like,
yeah,
I can't,
like,
stand there?
Hold that cool gun and maybe aim it at the camera. I mean, it might get demonetized, but we just want to get numbers at first. We'll monetize later. Sponsorship comes
badass.
With numbers.
Yeah, I'll hit the release first, and then, yeah, that's badass. Thank you.
So Jason's going to climb up on one of them and try to stand, and then eventually try to get into a handstand on this thing while they're spinning it. So I'm going to have to roll for something.
Yeah, so you're doing the handstand on the rim of it, are you?
Yes. Because I don't want to be in the shit, but they're wanting me to be in the shit. Okay.
So the two of them start spinning, and with the release, I mean, it takes a little effort to get it moving, but with two of you, you can eventually, because obviously it's a bit rusted in place, but yeah, there's a graunch of metal as the rust breaks apart, and it judders a bit just as Jason is trying to get into position in his handstand. And I think this is as good a time as any to get you to make a strength roll, because you're trying to hold yourself up in position.
Okay.
I think, though, because this is moving, and because it's not just moving, but it's moving in judders, I want this to be a hard success.
I got a 2.
That is...
Right. Well.
He's so jacked on Mountain Red Bull and Mountain Dew, he's
it's
ready to go.
It's his channel now.
Are you getting this?
Nice. So not only does Jason not fall face first in the turd soup at the bottom of this, but yeah, he's looking damn cool as you're spinning this round. Yeah, you're not sure. I mean, either Jonesy or Max, you're not sure as you're spinning this round that you could do this any better than Jason is doing it at the moment.
Jason, boy, this is sick. This is going on the front page. This is so cool.
Welcome to the Smith experience, you fuckers.
Max is going to run up and, like, genuinely, like, excited, just high five. Like, that was actually really good, Jason. You've clearly been actually practicing for a change. Like, that was amazing. Like, we can have you on this channel and streamline things up a bit.
Jason's mood improves 100-fold because he's finally feeling a little bit accepted into the crew.
Like, Jonesy will probably, like, fist bump you and give you a big hug and be like, Jace, man, that was so awesome. I don't even think I could have done that. Not with all that fucking shit everywhere. That was amazing.
Look, I had to. It was my opportunity.
And Kevin's running around doing, like, a lot of missed fist bumps. and humming the music from the Giddy Giggler when it did work.
Can you give me a little bit of that music from the Giddy Giggler?
So look, that was actually amazing, Jason. Like, we can definitely get you involved in more stuff. And like I said, streamline up the channel and, like, nodding at Jonesy.
Jonesy has no idea what you're talking about. It's like nodding back.
Yeah, it would be so sleek. So, like, let's do the next section. Get your camera out. We're gonna do the next piece. Jonesy, this is where you get to do, like, your trial run is for real now, right?
So wait, are we doing parkour or are we doing the ghost hunter stuff?
Ghost core. There we go. Ghost core. Branding. I should have 45 in this YouTube arts and craft crap you have.
But, like, we've got to spell it properly, like, so, like, G H 0 would be like a, like, 5T, like, ghost.
All right, right, I'll get the camera going.
And he, like, runs over to the tripod and starts to turn it on.
Okay, Jonesy, you do whatever you think is right for the scary piece.
All right, okay, so, like, walking along, like, all the fucking mists everywhere, like, I'm probably saying it as well as doing it. And then, hey, Max, look at over there. I reckon we can do some jumps off that.
Well,
hey.
Yeah, actually, what you're pointing at as you say that is the remains of a merry-go-round. It's at a slight angle. It's obviously collapsed in a bit. And you can see that there are the horses on poles there and other wooden animals. But also, just through the mist, I mean, there's something over there that just catches your eyes. There's a glint of something reflective. In fact, there's a number of glints in amongst all the poles and the wooden animals.
So yeah, so I reckon maybe we climb on that merry-go-round and hey, what the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
I definitely did. We're Flo and Styles. This is a scary go-round. One of the most haunted parks in all of Britain. Okay, guys, that'll be the first clip. We can, like, run in and do, like, definitely not pole dancing shit, but, like, you know, death drops off this pole and spins and stuff and, like, real macho shit.
Do y'all want to see something super cool?
Yeah.
It's
not your dick, is it?
The music, we can't get this merry-go-round running or anything like that, but the music on this worked with a hand crank, so maybe we could at least get the music going while you do your video.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you reckon there's a good chance that it might have survived.
It's like a it's like a giant music box in the center of the carousel.
Hmm.
Cool. Let's do that.
Hey, no, Kev. No, I've got it. You go find that crank, and then we'll like be doing like parkour and stuff, and then that crank just suddenly starts going, and it's this like creepy ass shit music, and that's when like the ghosts come.
Oh, I'll hide, and then it's like the music starts by itself.
Oh yeah, and do it real slow. Like so it's all distorted and slow and shit.
Oh sweet.
And like Max, like what you did before that was really good, but like do it better.
I mean, I don't know if you know my middle name, but it's one take.
Yeah, I know. And what I'm saying, it was really good. And that take, we're definitely going to use that. But what I'm saying is, you've got to act a bit more scared. Like,
oh, yeah.
When I
say,
like, what's that sound? You can't go, oh, yeah, it's the sound and we're going to do parkour now. Because that's what we normally do. You've got to be like, whoa, what the fuck's that, man? Like, you know, have you heard that podcast where that guy Ken's on there? Be like that guy.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
As you're having this conversation, you're heading closer to the merry-go-round, and you can see that what was catching your eye before is that attached to some of the poles, on some of the poles the animals seem to have been taken down, some of them they're still there, but attached to a lot of the poles, there are mirrors. There are a variety of mirrors. There's some which, you know, look quite large, like perhaps full-length, perhaps department store or funhouse mirrors. There are some smaller ones, you know, broken shards of mirror. There's a couple of hand mirrors that are just hanging down by ropes from the ceiling. Even strapped to one of them, there's what looks like the rearview mirror from a car. And the other thing you notice is that, again, like with the Giddy Giggler, the eyes on all of the horses and the other animals here have been gouged out or scratched off.
How fun was this Funland, Kevin? It's just like, I mean, they've just bolted on a wing mirror here.
Like, if we walk around this merry-go-round and one of those horses is actually a fucking rat, I'm leaving.
Or a horse. I mean, that'd be great content, though. Look, let's just get this creepy, scary go-around going with the creepy music box, and we'll just... It's getting darker. Like, we just need to get these shots out, and then, like, we'll get the log flume shot in the dark, maybe. Like, that'd be real cool and atmospheric.
Jason grabs the camera off the tripod because he's going to move around and shoot this their action parkour shit.
Nice. Have you got a gimbal?
No, I don't have a gimbal, but, like, maybe in my next paycheck you could take it out.
With the drone.
I'm not going to get paid next month, am I?
I mean, it's clout. You get a lot of clout. I mean, again, clout is literally priceless.
True. Now, being real, Jace, no, well, you did some really fucking good work on that last video that you did last month, and also handstand. That was incredible. No, don't worry about it. We'll sort you out with something. Don't worry, and I'm sure we'll find that drone. It's just around here somewhere. I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
At this point, Kevin's phone just goes ping. Incoming text sound.
Yeah, take a look at that text, see who it's from.
There is a text, and yeah, you don't remember this entry being in your contacts list in your address book, but there is a text in there from Ellie that just says, I've missed you.
Oh. What the... What's... Oh, and he shoves the phone back into his pocket without answering it.
Okay.
What was that, a bill collector?
Yeah, maybe we can just wrap it up. Let's get out of here. Maybe one more shot.
Okay, so is everyone getting into position for this shot?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, you all start getting into position for this shot. And what you notice as you get into position is that there's something really weird about these mirrors. There's a couple of them that you pass by, and while you can see the grey mist reflected in them, you don't see yourself in there. In fact, you don't see anything else other than the mist reflected in there. You don't see the merry-go-round or anything else. Just the mist. One of them, however, this mirror that is leaning up against one of the poles, it's sort of half held up with a bit of rotten string. There is something, as Jason gets closer to it, there is something in there that seems to be moving, and it's not moving in the same way as you'd expect your reflection to. It seems to be moving separately.
So I'm going to go up closer and inspect it.
Okay. Then, as you get closer, you can see, yeah, there is. Initially, it seems to be back a little bit, but as you move towards it, there is a shape that moves towards you, almost like your reflection, but like I say, the movements don't quite match up. And this shape is humanoid, but it's not quite human. It's this grey, spongy mass in the form of a person. You can't really see any features on it. It looks almost like the whole thing is made out of sort of grey wool or mould or something like that. And as you get closer, it suddenly moves up towards the mirror, and it's almost like it lunges forward. You can see, it's like it's not a mirror but a window almost, and it's like there's someone on the other side that's jumping up and slamming their hands on the inside of it, but there's no sound. There's just these grey, spongy, malformed mockeries of human hands banging silently on the inside of this mirror. Let's have a sanity roll.
Okay. I barely succeeded on the sanity roll.
So you don't lose any sanity on that. So that's something at least. But yeah, this shape is just silently banging away on the inside. Just as, yeah, Kevin, you know, has managed to get inside, and just accompanying its movements, you can now hear the broken clockwork sound of the carousel music playing slowly and out of key.